RSM Central's Form Express.
Yes, this is the Form Express on this Wednesday, the 2nd of December, straight after the Form Express, just after 11:40. The Sports and Racing Minister of Tasmania, Jane Howlett, will be our special guest with Tassie Time, along with myself, of course, and Steve Old. But let's find you a winner on this Wednesday. They're racing at Echuca in Country Victoria. This is what Harry White had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
All right, well, we whip through it. Race 6, number 1, Ono Really, the local value. Race 4, number 1, Crisis Time. Give this horse another chance. Quaddie, we're trimming up the first leg, 1 and 4 only. Second leg, 1, 3 and 4. Third leg, 2, 3, 6. And the last leg, 1, 3, 6. Play of the day, Jack Hill to win the Jockey Challenge at $3.40.
Greg Urell's got a strong chance in race number 4, and it's King Lenny currently at $5 and an each-way price. And this is what Greg had to say about his chances at Echuca this afternoon.
I think the step up to the 14 will be good. He'll appreciate the firmer track today. I have no doubt about that. So been happy, you know, very happy with him since he's run at Packham. His work's been good. I think he leads into this pretty good. I'm certainly expecting a much better race out of him today. And as I said, I didn't think, under the circumstances of Packham, I thought he hung on okay. And the 14 will suit, so I think we can jump up a rung today.
All right then, so that's a good push there from Greg Urell. They're racing at Sandown this afternoon. It's a twilight start there, the first race, of course, at 3:20. Good four rails out 8 metres and overcast conditions, but at the moment in Melbourne, there's not a cloud in the sky. This is what Dean Lester, the great Dean Lester, had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
I thought it was a tricky day, Michael, but I'm going to go with Orders the Best, race 2, number 5, in a competitive race nonetheless. The best value is Amelia Ann, race 6, number 3, and just the 4x4s in the quaddie. The first leg, 3, 6, well, 1, 3, 4 and 6. Second leg, 2, 3, 5 and 9. Third leg, 3, 4, 6 and 12. And the last leg, 2, 4, 5 and 14.
Vandoola Lass is on debut for Team Hawks. Craig Williams takes the ride with this two-year-old. And this is what Wayne Hawks had to say about her chances yesterday.
She's done everything right. She's handled herself well, and she'll go to races and she'll be hard to beat. You don't know what's there because there's some unraced ones, so you don't really know. It's a bit of a licorice all sorts, but she will. If she jumps cleanly, you're halfway home. If she jumps cleanly and does everything right, she'll be there at the end somewhere.
So she's at $2.15, Vandoola Lass, in race number 3 there at Sandown. Geez, the Griffiths de Kock combination of flying at the moment. They've got Rutherford from an inside gate in race number 4, currently at $4.20 with the tab. They've got some strong chances this afternoon, but Rutherford is their best chance, and this is what Robbie Griffiths had to say about his chances.
His mum was a specialist at this sort of track and distance, and we believe that we can replicate that formula with him. So that's the plan. So we're thinking that it can work today or this evening.
Similar sort of racing pattern, just sitting midfield and then just whooshing late at the long straight there at Sandown?
Yeah, we've kept him pretty fresh since his win at Geelong. And although he's up in grade and back in distance, the long run in Hillside has to offer, we think. We think the formula can work, so that's the plan.
So that's Robbie Griffiths there on the Breakfast Club this morning. Matt Camardi has two runners today, and Tarn's Prince is the best of his chances, of course, going around in race number 7.
Tarn's Prince is the one I'm feeling more confident about because he's absolutely flying at home at the moment, but he does probably want a little bit further than 1,800. I'm hoping, though, he can just show enough brilliance today to be really competitive. Hendrika's one that's got huge potential. Lovely, lovely horse. Again, probably wants a little bit further. I think probably to pick between them, I think probably Tarn's Prince is the better one today just because he's in good form. He's had a run and so we know a little bit more about him, whereas Hendrika's still very inexperienced and immature and had a few issues. So I think Tarn's Prince would be the one I'd be following, but looking for a big run from Hendrika as well.
And you can get around $6 for Tarn's Prince. Jamie Carr takes the ride there for Matt Kamani in race number 7. Don't forget the midweek masterclass just after 12:30 and we'll have a chat to Jack Dickens regarding his staking plan. You know, the drill, $200 he spends each and every Wednesday, and he has been killing them of late. So looking forward to catching up with Jack. They're racing at Gosford in New South Wales this afternoon. Track conditions there at Gosford. They're racing on a good track, and Shane Montgomery has done the form for us there at that meeting, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Shane.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, listeners.
How do we make a couple of dollars there at Gosford this afternoon?
Yeah, well, it won't be easy. There's only six races and there's four odds on favourites, so we've got to be a bit careful where we try to shoot the arrows. In race two, number three, Free State, is resuming. He'll be competing as a gelding for the first time. Both efforts in his first campaign were sound, and in two lead-up trials, he did give the impression he'd be suited over this trip today. Should be about even money or $2, and I thought that was a fair enough price. Race two, number three, Free State. One favourite that isn't at this stage odds on is race one, number one, Head Legislator, and I'm hoping that can be the best bet. It was immediately spelled Head Legislator after he over-raced in transit on the Boo back in May on the Kensington track. He resumes today after trolling pleasingly recently at Warwick Farm. He's been gelded since that first preparation. He can return as a much more mature three-year-old today. Race one, number one, Head Legislator. In our quaddie, take the long odds on favourite, which is number one only in the first leg. In the second leg, 1, 2, 3, 8. The third leg, 3, 6, 7, and 10. And then 1, 3, 7, and 8 in the final leg.
Great stuff. Good luck, Shane.
Thanks, mate. Thank you, Gareth. Bye-bye.
They're racing on the Gold Coast this afternoon in Queensland on a good four there. And Howard Walter joins us. Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. We'll start off in race six, number six, Divine Diva. Matthew Duntrain mare absolutely bolted in its switch two starts ago by five lengths, head on chest. Came off that peak performance last start, but still ran on well for third. So I think she'll be back to peak form again today. Pace elsewhere suits. So race six, number six, Divine Diva. And then in race eight, number two, Sidekiss. Won latest two starts. He's had three starts this campaign. Won his latest two, both at this track and distance. There's three to four leaders in this race, so I don't think Regina Cartwright's going to have any trouble giving Sidekiss the run of the race, fifth or sixth, and can get over the top of them, hopefully. Race eight, number two, Sidekiss. For the quaddy, 4, 7, 11, 13, 3, 6, 10. 4, 5, 6, 2, and 7.
All right, mate. Good luck.
Cheers.
There's Howard Walter with his thoughts there on the Gold Coast. They're racing in South Australia at Gawler. And track conditions there, good four. Rails in the true. Nadia Horn joins us. Good morning, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. How do we back a winner there at Gawler?
I reckon we can start off in race four. This is a maiden over the 1,100. Number one powerful flyer. It's had only the one run for Len Jarvis and ran particularly well now. He didn't give this horse a jump out or trial in lead up to its first up performance, and it probably was just found wanting over the 900. It steps up to the 1100 metres here today, and at 460 looks a really good bet. So I like race four, number one, the first of the specials. We then roll into race six in the 1500 metre race, and the Stoke Stable have elected for a 3 kilo claim on number six, Mirkwood Forest. This may well be a good move. The horse is likely to settle handy in a race where there doesn't look to be a heck of a lot of speed. Now, its performance two runs ago when it was able to win, there was a lot of merit in that run, and then it rated well down off of that when it was up in grade on a race on the inner track. Did show a real tendency to over-race on that occasion, so I feel if he can bounce back to his better form, he'll be hard to beat. And the other horse I like comes up in race number eight in the 1,200-metre race. I think the six, Jackie, was able to get up and win last time out. She's obviously had a few issues throughout her career. She's only had six starts and she's a five-year-old, but she was able to break through in her maiden at her most recent run. Obviously, this is tougher. It's always a tricky ask at its next start for the horses to win two on end, but she ran some of the best closing sectionals of the meeting with that victory last time out, so she does look like she's up to winning more races. So the three we like, race four, the one, race six, the six, and race eight, number six. And for the quaddie today, we go 2, 4, 5, 7, 9, the first leg, 1, 6, and 9 in the second, 1, 4, 5, 8 in the third leg, and 1, 2, 4, and 6 in the last.
Thanks for that, Nadia.
Cheers, Gareth.
There's Nadia Horn. Now, the Western Whisperer says you're just playing all up there at Bunbury this afternoon. Race 1, horse 5, Sentimental Hero, and race 2, number 9, Testing Love. Now, that doubles $2, Grant Williams, William Pike. We had Grant on this morning. He gave those two horses a really good push, so you double your money there. And for some value, You can have race 6, horse number 8, Like a Jaguar, at $4.20 for Neville and Chris Parnham. And then race 3, horse number 7. And that galloper is Aracity for Brian Kersley, Brad Parnham at $2.60. Now, that's the story there. Pete Staples joins us to preview Launceston tonight. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Gareth.
How do we back a winner there at Lonnie?
Well, we start off in race 4 with the toppy, number 1, Bogan Bill. Now, he won first up. I've liked this horse for a while. He's a 7-year-old and only had 5 starts. The trainer bought him for $1,000, took him out in the paddock for over 2 years, and then started to have a play with him. And I'll tell you what, he's all right. I've been dying for him to get to 1,400 metres. He ran over 12. He backed him up over 12, and he was climbing all over their backs, looking for a way out. And Yanis Luxman, 3-kilo claimer, he jumps on again tonight. He's got 56, less than he carried last start, and he's drawn barrier 1. He'll go forward and just sit behind the speed. I know he'll need a little bit of luck in the home straight, but they usually fan, and I expect him to get the run, and he'll just be too good for them. And I think he's good value at the moment. So Bougainville, race 4, number 1. And in race 6, number 10, Forenzi, Tanya and Ken Hansen's mare, should have won last start. Same grade this time, meets the winner in another couple of place getters and horses. She raced again last time, but she gets the luck tonight. I think she's an only reach way bit for nothing, race 6, number 10.
I love it. Good luck, Pete. We'll catch up with you later. Time now to preview Mildura Trots, and the man that's been dominating Mildura of recent times is Alex Ashwood. Hopefully we'll catch up with him in just a moment, and then hopefully Luke Humphreys will send through his tips as well. Just having a little trouble getting onto LB Ashwood. The Meadows and Ballarat are our venues there for the Greyhounds. George Ferrugia has done the tips for us there, and he's not far away either. In fact, LB Ashwood joins us. LB Ashwood, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries, Gareth.
Another busy day for you, and I just want to congratulate you too for all the hard work you're doing, and you're kicking plenty of goals. You're having a wonderful time of it, but you deserve it. A lot of hard work. You've been travelling everywhere of late.
Yeah, that's right. There's been a lot of hard days, long nights, and it's paying off. So you only get in what you put in. So it's been a good last for a couple of months, so hopefully it continues.
All right, then. Val Barron, you drive this horse in race number 2, barrier number 2. You get the advantage from the favourite, Western Sam, who's drawn to your outside. You're confident that you could lead all of the way here?
Yeah, you should be leading. So we've been making the Western Sam work quite hard through the middle section, so it's going to make a ding-dong finish, but he's got the draw over the favourite, and I think he's probably got the advantage to beat him, I think.
Do you drive Elite like it's the best horse in the race in race number 3 from inside that second row draw?
It's a tricky draw. It's an average field, and she's only an average horse too, so we'd be taking the shortest way home possible. If the luck comes her way, she's going to be there in the finish.
So she shouldn't be $1.85, you're trying to tell us.
Yes.
Yep.
That's correct.
We'll move on to race number 6. Simon's drawn barrier number 4, and Jake Webster does a really good job. And it looks tough to beat. It's another short price favourite.
Yeah, Jake does a wonderful job with his small team of horses. His strike rate speaks for himself. So you wouldn't be bringing one horse from Adelaide if you didn't think it could win. So it should be more than competitive in that race.
Race number 9 on the card, you drive Tay-Tay, of course, a horse named after Taylor Swift, and she showed a lot of promise, his daughter of Rock and Roll Heaven. Is it a matter of her just turning up and being too strong?
She's a quite nice filly on the way up, so she's got some better races in mind later this month, like the Vic Fred, so she should be winning this, I think.
Now, when you're coming home from Mildura after a long day, do you put a little bit of Taylor Swift on just to get you home?
Yeah, we put a little bit of Taylor Swift on, so we put a bit of Shake It Off on the way home too.
What's your best chance? A lot in the mood. All right, then you'll have to get a video for us and send that to us if that's okay.
That's all right, no worries.
All right, mate, what's your best?
Probably Simon, I think. Like he's got the draw, he's found the right race, so I think he's about 250, so I think he should be very hard to beat.
All right, then any tips for anyone driving to Mildura from, I think you're based just outside of Bendigo, is there any nice pie shops, pasty shops on the way there for any of our listeners?
The Witchy Proof Bakery doesn't go too bad.
Okay.
Stopped there a few times, but apart from that, we usually just jump in the car and just drive straight there and do the same on the way back. But we usually get a pizza on the way home from Angie's Pizza just outside of Mildura there at Redcliffe. That goes all right, actually.
All right, then. We'll jot that down in our black book. Good on you, Albie. Good luck.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.
There's Albie Ashwood there. Geez, he's dominating Mildura. He's a driver that you need to follow if you're punting at Mildura trots these days. Luke Humphrey's best bet at that program, race 10, horse 6, Morangi Moonlight. His best value, race 5, number 8, The Defiant. Here are his quaddy numbers. First leg, 1, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Second leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Third leg, 3, I should say, 1, 2, 4, and 10. And in the final leg, only a couple of horses, 6 and 7.
George Ferrugia's Greyhound Form. For detailed form guides on every Victorian Greyhound race, download the Watchdog app or follow Watchdog Racing on Twitter or Facebook.
Okay, Greyhound Racing from the Meadows today. We just had the first race and then Ballarat tonight. It's always a good day of chasing action here in Victoria on a Wednesday. George, how do we back a winner?
Yeah, beautiful, mate. I'll tell you what, I like your idea of asking people about their favourite stores, especially for someone who likes to eat like me. Maybe yep. We could get like a group one sort of pizza shops around Victoria and into kebabs and bakeries.
Okay.
That might be a way to go, mate.
That's a new segment that we could have. So what are you thinking, George? Maybe a little bit like what they do over there in America, Barstool Sports, I love them. He goes around and tastes pizzas around New York and America. So maybe, what is it, a vanilla slice? What's your go-to meal? Is it a Parmigiana or Parmajamas, I like to call it?
Well, we're in Warrnambool, and obviously you can't go past Kerman's Burgers. I mean, they're renowned for what they do in that part of the world. I just think we could sort of do a whole thing on burgers and then shift our attention to something that's for the sweet tooth. So
right.
You're onto something, mate. But
100%, George.
We need some cash.
To pay for the burgers.
Absolutely.
They're about $12 these days. They're not cheap.
That's right. Race 12, number 8, Dark Jedi at the Meadows. I know he hasn't won for a little bit, but I think this he gets his opportunity here, right? If he can just split it around the mid-515s or, you know, 510s around that, I think it'll be very, very hard to beat. He has been racing against some very good greyhounds of late, including Zipping Albert, Junk Food Junkie, Equalizer, etc. He doesn't have that type of quality here today. His record off wide draws is okay, Gareth, and I'm happy to take him here. I think he will be back in the winning circle. So race 12, number 8. Quality numbers, mate. 1, 2, 3 and 8 into 1, 3 and 6 into 3, 4 and 6 into 1, 2, 3 and 7. Ballarat tonight, another good meeting there. Obviously, a very good meeting on Saturday for a heat of the Ballarat Cup. But I do like race 11, number 7, Rocket Boy. Another one who does race pretty well off wide draws. I know he's up against a good one in the Brooke Ennis camp called Gold Driller, drawn off box one. But if Rocket Boy can just begin cleanly, he's a very, very fast greyhound. 21.98 getting defeated, only a length and a quarter behind Country Cup winner Yozo Bale last start. I'm keen on him today. So race 11, number 7. Quaddy numbers 1, 7 and 9 into 1, 6 and 8 into 1, 2 and 3 into 2, 4, 5 and 7. And can't wait for tomorrow's clash. Or they're in separate heats, but if they can make the final, the Dapto Megastars, Flying Ricardo in one heat, Simon Told Helen in another, we'll look at that tomorrow.
We might catch up with David Burnett tomorrow to talk about Simon Told Helen. They're amazing athletes. Big grand final Friday night in the TAB Melbourne Cup, and he's travelling down that highway to Dapto to compete there tomorrow night. So we'll catch up with David Burnett tomorrow. I promise, Georgie, enjoy your burgers.
No worries, mate. Have a good one.